Hi, everyone. The Global Ethics Summit is almost here, and today we're going to cover one of the best things about it, Bella Day. I'm your host, Bill Coffin, and this is the Ethicast. The 2024 Global Ethics Summit will be held on April 22nd through the 24th in Atlanta, Georgia, where for 3 days, more than 100 speakers will share the latest insights, trends, and best practices in the field of ethics, compliance, and business integrity. More than 2,000 in-person and virtual participants will attend the event, representing more than 350 organizations across 60-plus industries. If you haven't registered already, make sure that you do. This really is a can't-miss event. But one of the most special things about the Global Ethics Summit is its first day, which is dedicated specifically to members of the Business Ethics Leadership Alliance, or BELA. BELA is the premier membership organization for ethics and compliance professionals around the world. And at BELA Day, members can enjoy content and networking opportunities created specifically for them. With us today to talk about how to make the most out of BELA Day is Kevin McCormick. Kevin is Executive Vice President at Ethisphere and Executive Director of BELA. He is also heavily involved in the Global Ethics Summit, where you'll see him on stage throughout the event. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us. It's great to have you on the show.
Hey, my pleasure, Bill. Great to be here. Obviously, we are close colleagues in full disclosure, and also a big fan of the program. So it's my first Ethicast, I think, officially. Thanks for having me.
The first question I have for you is, why does the Global Ethics Summit have a whole day dedicated to BELA? And why does the summit begin with BELA Day?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. The way you put it, it makes it sound like we've been doing BELA Day for a very long time, when in truth, we really haven't. I had to go back into the archives a little bit and to give you a little bit of history. So BELA obviously has been core to our business for many years. But if we think about the Global Ethics Summit, which I've been involved with for over a decade now, we first started really focusing in on the community itself, the Business Ethics Leadership Alliance, with a special BELA dinner way back in 2015 was our inaugural BELA dinner. And it was such a great way to say, hey, BELA was kind of in its early stage of maturity as a community. It was experiencing quite a bit of growth. The communal impact was palpable. And we thought, hey, this deserves some additional recognition. People want to come in and network and talk about kind of what they've accomplished together and independently over the course of the year. Let's have a dinner to kind of celebrate and lean into that and provide some updates as a business. And then, you know, fast forward, you know, 9-10 years when we've had, you know, 4X, if not 5X of growth with BELA, it's really like we've almost outgrown this BELA dinner that we used to do. And in the spirit of really leaning into that anchor of Global Ethics Summit, so when we're talking about all the faculty that we have, all the diverse sets of organizations that attend, you know, about 80% of those originate from the BELA community itself. So we can have an opportunity to really lean into a dedicated day exclusive to BELA, talk about the accomplishments over time, talk about what we're learning from one another within the community, share some highlights, things we're proud to accomplish in partnership with BELA over the course of the year, and also have some fun with some kind of some recognition components of BELA.
Now, you've been with BELA for a while. So how would you say that this year's BELA Day is kind of special relative to other BELA Days?
As I mentioned, we actually, for the first time, introduced, it was really a product of the pandemic in some ways. We decided, hey, in 2020, when we had no Global Ethics Summit whatsoever, we thought, hey, there's some ways that we can engage the community, but we were still figuring things out. And then fast forward to 2021, we did the Global Ethics Summit, but an entirely virtual experience. In 2022, we did that again, but so much had been achieved during the pandemic. So much had been accomplished in finding out different ways of working with the community. We thought, hey, BELA really deserves a dedicated day. And so when we introduced BELA Day in 2022, only virtual at the time, we thought, you know what, that worked. People really appreciated it. We started introducing, as we had been, some BELA Impact Awards. We had some special guest speakers come in. We were able to share an early look at some of the new products and services we had. BELA really leaned into that exclusive day for them. So when we got to 2023, when we finally returned in person, finding our new home in Atlanta, we wanted to kind of replicate that, but have that communal in-person experience, and at the same time offering up the virtual side so extended members of the team could come in and celebrate Bella Day together. So it has been, I think, challenging ourselves every year on how we give special attention to the community that really serves as a North Star for the Global Ethics Summit. We learn from the individuals and the organizations over the course of the year, what are they asking us about? What are they talking to one another about, whether that's through the series of roundtables that we do every year that are specific to Bella, whether it's through some of the working groups that my colleagues, Emily Rickaby and Sam Johnson lead. What are we learning? What is top of mind? And what can we introduce at the Global Ethics Summit to make it impactful for Bella as well as the larger community?
Is there any content or programming that you are particularly excited about when it comes to this year's Bella Day?
Yeah, I mean, I could speak for the rest of this Ethicast on what I'm looking forward to, but I'll try to isolate a couple. One is, you know, as I mentioned, a big portion of the faculty tends to be those chief ethics and compliance officers that are been with Bella for a very long time. So one of the sessions we're opening up with, kind of similar to what we did last year, is the rise of the chief compliance officer. And when we think about that, it's talking about, wow, what are chief ethics and compliance officers? How has that remit grown? Where have the responsibilities taken them? What has it taken to go from a position on the team to now leading an entire team, leading an entire organization and their integrity program? So we have Tom Fennig, formerly of Bayer, joining that conversation. Antonio Fernandez, who we've worked with through a couple of different organizations. Amber Hall from Cox Communications and WAFA from eConnectivity. That is a panel from diverse industries, diverse backgrounds, and they have experience in international markets as well. So if you're talking about the full picture of what is on the plate and what compliance officers are focused at and their teams in 2024 and looking ahead to the future, I can't think of a better cast of people to bring into that conversation. So that's kind of kickoff session number one. Number two is we have a unique opportunity to include a couple of professors of business law and ethics from Indiana University's Kelley School of Business. So Todd and Sunil are gonna come in. They did some really interesting research over the past couple of years talking about valuing corporate compliance. And if you go back to kind of that rise of the chief compliance officer, one of the things that I know our community and any chief compliance officer cares about is, what value am I bringing to the organization? For many years, they were, hey, I am a center of no, I'm a cost center of the organization, but really the return on investment in compliance is so much more. And Todd and Sunil really leaned into that saying, hey, what can we measure? What can we find out? And what we found out that there is a real positive lift, not only to the brand of an organization, but on consumer perceptions as it relates to that brand, and ultimately on the revenue impact that compliance and ethics has on the organization. So I think that is going to be something that our community is very interested in. What can I communicate back to the organization to talk about, hey, I have a degree of responsibility as it comes to mitigating risk, but I do much more than that. I can help add value and add revenue to our organization. So I think those two sessions are have a good pairing with one another. And it's something that I think is going to be uniquely a unique level of interest from Bella.
So what advice would you give to Bella members who are attending the Global Ethics Summit for the first time and want to make the most out of their experience at Bella Day? There's so much going on. It can be a little overwhelming. So you've been at GES for a long time now. Can you give some on the ground tradecraft for how to have a great Bella Day?
On the ground tradecraft. Well, I and the rest of my colleagues are usually running around like mad. Right, there's a frenzy of activity. I want attendees, Bella, to come in on Bella Day and just be very at ease and be excited. There's always great energy. I think no matter when we connect with an organization, before, during, or after, some of the highest marks we get is that is the best event I will attend all year, or in some cases I've ever attended. And I think why it's the best is it's the communal experience. it's kind of like, you know, you and I are big movie fans, and like, you can sit there and watch a comedy by yourself, or maybe watch a horror movie by yourself. It's a lot better if you're watching it among the people that are really appreciating the experience together. Yeah. So that is one. Come in, you're part of the community already. Make connections, talk to one another. There are very few opportunities, certainly through the pandemic and even now, to have that level of networking experience. So that's one. Two, I find myself doing it all the time. I see other people doing it in the room. Take a lot of notes. There is, you know, information overload, I will admit, in many ways, given the variety of sessions, given the topics that people are interested in. Take a lot of notes, because you're going to want to come back and refer to those. Or, of course, go back and revisit the recordings that we'll make available. But come back, review those notes, share them with your team, share those with your executive colleagues. There are plenty of learnings. There's a learning for everyone coming out of this particular event. And then another advice I would have, and I'll lean into my colleagues a little bit, right, is get together with your engagement director. Our engagement team is amazing. We have an engagement director that's assigned to every Bella account, really serving as a guide to how they're going to get the most value out of their Bella membership throughout that given term. And usually all of them are there at the Global Ethics Summit. It's a great opportunity to connect. We can do Zoom calls all day with one another, but that person-to-person connection with us at Ethisphere, your engagement director, or other people in the community, that can really carry you for a long period of time. And I know my colleagues, yourself included, through the Ethicast, can't wait to sit down and have a real conversation and kind of dig under the hood a little bit in ways that we don't get to do when we're on Zoom calls all day.
Yeah, 1,000,000% true. And the energy when you're actually there is it's unmatched. It's really fantastic. And
it's amazing. That's the only thing that keeps me going, quite honestly, because there's we are up. We're probably spending, you know, 20 hours a day while we're there. I feed off that energy. It's like it's my caffeine, right? Just to be able to connect and that carries me through the entire night.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I'm in the content business, and I'm always looking for stories and looking for ways to kind of spotlight the great things happening in the community. And one of the things I love about Global Ethics Summit in general, and Bella Day in particular, is I love seeing the Bella members, because they show up and they're so dialed in, and these people are so on top of their game. They are just experts in their field. They know what they're doing. They have experience for days, and they have just incredible insights to share. And so when those members start sharing insights with each other, it's like a second gold mine. You want it to go on forever, because the stuff you're learning is so rich. So I love Bella Day. I think it's a fantastic.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you know, there is a passive component of being there, like in any conference, right? You're listening to the people on stage, and they're sharing some fascinating insights about their work, things that are specific to their industry, things that they're doing new for the very first time in terms of the expansion of their responsibilities. But then there is a very kind of an active part of the day where, whether it's in between sessions, whether it's kind of that table talk, whether it's on the coffee break, that's an opportunity to say, reach out and make a new contact, right? Because I've seen it over the years. I've seen, I won't reference names, we'll do it without attribution, but I can go back to the earliest years of the Global Ethics Summit and think about those people that were connecting and reconvene for this time. And those are relationships that continue to carry forward. And they are now talking with each other regularly outside of the walls of the Global Ethics Summit. So the continuity of the relationships kind of kicks off at the Global Ethics Summit, and that enables it to just flourish throughout the year and for years to come. So I love that. And you, to your point, even though the Bella community is sharing some amazing insights on Bella Day and throughout the course of the Global Ethics Summit, I love the fact that our people can get in front of the audience and share some very early insights for the very first time. If I think about last year, when Neil Thurston got up, who's very responsible for a number of the world's most ethical company data and insights that we have, his was the most, I think, bookmarked session out of all the Global Ethics Summit, at least virtually, because we're sharing for the very first time the data and the trends that we're seeing within the Sphere platform and our ethics quotient database. That's an amazing opportunity to hear that for the very first time in the umbrella that is the Global Ethics Summit. And of course, I'm there just kind of almost a sidekick in some ways to Erica Savin Byrne, our Chief Strategy Officer. Yeah. When Erica gets up on stage and shares her insights, much like Neil, people listen. It's that E.F. Hutton impact, right?
Yeah, when Erica gets on stage, time stops, and so it's a really cool thing to watch her do what she does. So
yeah, she's amazing. I need the teleprompter that's helping me get through my comments on stage. Yeah.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today and for giving us an inside track on how this year's Global Ethics Summit attendees can make the most out of Bella Day.
Bill, thanks very much. I can't wait to see everybody in Atlanta, Georgia. April, it's going to be an incredible amount of activity before we get there. There are things that are changing in real time every moment. We're talking to Bella members every day about what they're looking forward to. And I'm just excited to see my colleagues and see the Bella community on Bella Day, and then open it up to this glorious event. This our flagship event, the Global Ethics Summit. This will be the 15th annual summit. We can't wait.
To learn more about Bella Day, as well as the galaxy of sessions and speakers that will make this year's Global Ethics Summit better than ever, please visit attendges.com. And if you're interested in the Business Ethics Leadership Alliance, please visit bella.ethisphere.com to survey the exclusive resources, learning opportunities, and networking events that come with membership. And best of all, Bella members receive a free ticket to this year's Global Ethics Summit. So please be sure to join Bella today. I'm Bill Coffin, and this has been the Ethicast. For more episodes, please visit the Ethisphere YouTube channel at youtube.com/ethisphere. And if this is your first time enjoying the show, please make sure to like and subscribe either on YouTube or on our podcasting platforms at Apple, Spotify, Google, and Amazon Music. Thanks so much for joining us. And until next time, remember, strong ethics is good business.